This past Saturday, we had the priestly ordinations of 9 of our brothers. This was held at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Yeah, it's a long word. It's down in Washington, D.C. It's across the street from our seminary, if you will, the Dominican House of Studies. These young men were deacons for a little over a year, and their preparations and God's grace led them to that basilica for this priestly ordination. They entered as deacons. They walked into the crypt church. They vested as deacons. They walked out as priests. It's a real great day that I can talk about as I celebrated my one-year anniversary as a priest this past Sunday, the 21st. The day is definitely an emotional roller coaster. I could say that. For me, on Saturday, it was not, which was kind of nice in some ways. But these 9 young men have been praying for the priesthood much longer than they probably knew at that time. Maybe even from their birth. We do not know. But God gave these 9 men the grace to persevere through whatever adversity they had to go through to reach the altar. It's really interesting to reflect upon the priesthood, especially when they were just ordained, because priests become instruments of grace in a way that is somewhat difficult to understand. God truly lives in them, and they act in the person of Jesus Christ. They are truly given a power, you could say a supernatural power, to consecrate the Eucharist, to turn bread into the body of Christ, wine into the blood of Christ, and to hear confessions, forgive sins, and of course, anointing of the sick, which is a very common sacrament that we hospital chaplains perform in the hospitals in this area. Anointing of the sick is a sacrament in some ways that we don't really comprehend what it does to the person, but it does unite them to Christ crucified. They receive a special grace in this sacrament for courage. Courage in the face of adversity, courage in the face of death for quite a few patients in this neighborhood. They are truly afraid for their lives. They are suffering not just physically, but there is also a mental suffering. But because Christ came to earth, suffered, died, and rose, we are able to receive some type of grace by being united to Christ crucified. As a priest, we are instruments of grace, and we perform God's work in the world, and anointing of the sick is one way we primarily do that in this neighborhood. And so it's interesting to really reflect on their journey for that one day, that moment, which lasts quite a few minutes, because the ordination occurs when the bishop lays a hand on that deacon, on his head, and then multiple priests process through, laying their hands on each of those deacons' heads. And then the moment that there's the bishop says the consecration prayer, this prayer of consecration to ordain them, the prayer of ordination, they become priests. They look the same, right? But we know by faith that they have been changed. They have been changed interiorly in their soul, which can be seen to some extent exteriorly. We can see that happening when they give the sacraments, when they face adversity as a priest in the hospitals. They truly become God's instrument of grace on earth. And so tonight, let's pray for more vocations to the priesthood, more men to say yes to Christ. Christ truly is, I think, asking enough men to become priests. The difficulty is really to say yes. It's a hard yes. It's a great commitment. And our culture, our society doesn't really promote vocations. Our society doesn't really promote religion. And so let's pray for more vocations and pray for these 9 new priests, my brothers, our brothers, who will give of themselves to the people of God, give of themselves to God, to offer sacrifice and to give their youth, their strength, their all to reclaim the lost sheep, especially in our neighborhood, especially in these hospitals. So let's pray for them and ask for also the Blessed Mother's intercession.